James, as well as you guys played in the third, your goal in the third, did you feel like that was going to go the other way? And does that add to the disappointment of not getting that extra point tonight?
Yeah, you know, and I think, again, as we've done some good things in spurts, but I think definitely got to find some more of that consistency, especially in scenarios where we have a lead in the third period. I think just finding ways to really stick to our plan, really smother teams, be really detailed with kind of our structure in certain situations. I think we can definitely do that a little bit better, but... I think definitely tonight we did some good things. Obviously, some things we can clean up as well.
We talk so often about the youth. Is it just learning how to put games like that away that are pretty tight? And the last couple nights have been examples of that.
Yeah, I don't know if you necessarily blame it on one thing. You win and lose as a team. I think again, the more the season goes on, I think in those scenarios we just need to recognize the moments in the game when the math changes on certain reads and certain plays, and it becomes more you're looking for just those 100% plays. Being on the right side of things. So, yeah, I think definitely still a work in progress, but I think we definitely did a lot of good things tonight, too.
Jim, you mentioned the forecheck sort of intermittent at times tonight. Where does that go? How does it come and go in a game like this?
Yeah, I thought just the way those guys released pucks, and they did a really good job of that, and I felt at times we were maybe a little bit disconnected. Just in our kind of interchanges on the forecheck. I thought when we did that well, we seemed to sustain some pressure, but they also did a good job of releasing pucks and holding on to it and making us have to make tougher reads in some of those areas. So you got to give them some credit, but I think we showed again when we're making some of those interchanges a little bit quicker when the puck gets to a release spot. I think that's when we were able to maintain a little bit more forecheck and offensive zone time.
James, your goalie Bank makes a really patient play up top, hits Severson, and then he finds you. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, it was a hell of a play by both those guys. I think for Banker, just to really protect the puck there, he had kind of a guy on his back there for a few seconds, it felt like. So I was just trying to find my way to the net, and then obviously a great play by Sivo to find me going to the net.
And it's only been a couple of games, so what has Chuck Freeze meant to your team and just the energy that he seems to bring you?
Yeah, I got a chance to, again, meet him for the first time in training camp, and he's a great kid, and you can tell how much he wants to be a player in this league and how he wants to really maximize himself and his potential. So anytime you have a guy like that, you're always rooting for the best for him. So again, he's come in and played, I think, some strong games, really strong games for us. So yeah, can't say enough good things about the way he's played for us.
Thanks, Jim.